This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Joe, Merry freaking Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen. You know, today is Festivus. Before I get into my and I got a lot to complain about. I have to ask both you two guys are giant guys.
Yep.
Okay? And both of you are. Would John Mara, who I know absolutely despises the Jets, would he trade with, if you guys get the number one pick, would he trade with the Jets, you know, so we could get Mendoza?
I think he would. I think he would. Mainly, Joe, because the Giants need so much more elite talent. And the only chance to get that, because they don't have any cap space, is in the draft.
Right. Yeah.
And so, honestly, for you, though, Joe, it's going to depend on where you finish.
Yeah.
Like, if you mess around and win a game.
They're not winning. Tiki, hold on. You played the Patriots and the Bills. What win?
True, right?
What are you talking about?
But let's just say you mess around and win a game. Then
they're
all
not
of a sudden,
winning.
You got a long way to go. But going from four to one, that's not that hard.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see them going to one. It would be great if that happened. They wouldn't have to give up any draft capital to get the quarterback. But come on. Right now, they'd have a hard time beating Indiana or Ohio State. I mean, you know, come on. I mean,
it's really amazing.
Don't you hate when your team gets to that point?
You know what?
Where you start talking about they're worse than the best college teams.
Yes. But I'm so – what college guys get paid now, too. So,
that's true.
You know, I'm so used to it, but I'm so disgusted. I mean, between what – and I'm going to be nice. And it's a family show. Between what Steve Cohen and David Stearns have done to my baseball team, mm-hmm. and the fact that this Jets season has turned into just a unmitigated disaster outside of the moves. I mean, look, I give Muji credit. He did a great job getting all those draft picks.
Yeah, right.
You know, but I mean, there's a lot to complain about.
I mean, it was bad on Sunday. I didn't think it was that bad to make you sick, Joe. I mean.
Yeah, I wasn't good. Let me tell you, seriously, guys, I was in bed all day yesterday. I mean, I got up and that's it. I said, bed. I told my wife, I got to go back to bed. I didn't get up all day. I didn't even eat. I didn't even eat yesterday. Didn't take a shower, and that never happened. That's how bad I was.
I'm glad that we're on Zoom right now.
Yes. Yeah, no, I showered now. Don't worry.
So, Joe, you mentioned obviously trading up. I think the Giants would do it. To me, they're going to trade to the highest bidder. This is going to be unique because I think it's more than, I was arguing about this with Evan last week, more than matching up on the charts thing. If the Jets and Raiders, and this becomes like a slight bidding war to trade up with the Giants,
right,
if it got to that point, Is there a point where you would bow out and be okay if the Raiders were the ones that traded with the Giants, though? How badly do you want Mendoza?
Do the Raiders have what we have to give? You know, I think that's
exactly it. So, yeah. I mean, but you're going to have to give up probably what? You know, swap.
Well, let me ask you, Sean, because you're a big Giant fan, and Tiki, you know, both of you guys. So let's say, you know, Muji goes to Shane and says, look, you know, here's the deal.
Right.
We'll give you our number one. Obviously, you're going to switch number ones.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll give you the Colt pick, at whatever, and that's getting better and better all the time.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
They're sinking fast. We'll give you a number one this year, the Colt pick. We'll give you a number one next year. We'll give you a number two this year and a number two next year. Would you do it?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
No doubt. I think that's, Joe, I know we're not allowed to think this way, but there's a chance that that actually works out for both the Jets and Giants.
Yeah,
and I think
we
can walk away very happy.
Of course.
Boy, wouldn't that be a novel concept?
Wow.
The other thing I would tell you guys, though, we keep focusing on the Raiders and them competing with the Jets and asking, do they have it?
Cleveland?
Do they have it? Yeah, man. Cleveland's lurking after that draft trade last year with Jacksonville. They have the capital, too, Joe.
Yeah. Are they completely not sold on Sanders, though? I mean,
I don't think so. But I think what might happen, Joe, is that Stefanski gets fired.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
Stefanski gets fired. And whoever comes in doesn't like any other quarterback situations. You know what I mean? Because it's just bad there. From Gabriel, he's too little. Shador Sanders has been inconsistent.
Are they still paying Deshaun Watson too?
And Deshaun Watson, yes, they're still on their books. And so, we think our teams are bad. That's a cluster.
No, it's a total cluster. But that's why I think, you know, if you bring somebody new in there, they might look at those picks and go, "I like Fernando Mendoza. This is what could change us forever."
Right.
And that, I think they're like the secret team that's lurking. You know, Joe, we also talked about earlier. Everything that's suddenly happening with the Ravens since that horrible loss on Sunday night, they kind of feel like they could be disbanding a little bit. I don't think this is likely.
John Harbaugh?
We're talking about John Harbaugh to the Giants, but even the idea of could Baltimore actually look to get out of Lamar Jackson after this year? Would you rather a Lamar Jackson on a hefty salary or start over trading up the picks to get a Mendoza?
You know, as good as Jackson is, and you know, I honestly, he's very good. I look at him as a little overrated, a little bit. Mm. I'm not saying he's not tremendous. He's got two MVPs, but he doesn't win in the playoffs. He's never been to a Super Bowl. He's been banged up a lot this year. Honestly, guys, seriously, and I really mean this, okay? I want my guy. I want to get, for the first time since Joe Namath, I want my quarterback. Does that make sense to you?
No, it does, because you want to draft your look, it's okay if you get a veteran that comes in and he wins for a couple of years and whatever it is.
Right.
But very rarely is that going to be like Matt Stafford, right? Matt Stafford was really good in Detroit. They sucked as a team, but he was really good.
Tremendous.
He goes to L.A., he's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's better as a Ram.
I mean, look at the team he's got.
Look, if he somehow plays another 2 years, let's say wins another Super Bowl, whatever. I'm just doing that to make him a Hall of Famer. And he goes in the Hall of Fame. Is he going in as a Detroit Lion, or is he going in as an L.A. Ram?
No, he's a Ram.
Exactly.
He's a Ram now.
Now, think about that. This is Matt Stafford. He was
you're right.
And so, but that's rare. My point is that's very rare. And so you need to kind of do it yourself. Get a kid young, build him up, put good stuff around him. You know, win while he's young and you haven't paid him yet, and then ultimately you have a franchise quarterback. But it feels like it's easy. It's just not easy to do.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, we haven't had one in 60 years, so I gotta ask both of you guys this too. This talk about trading Dart, what are you nuts?
No.
I mean, come on,
Evan's bringing that up because he's trying to.
But get Dart to the Jets?
No, I think maybe. But I think he's.
Well, that would never happen. The Giants would never make that.
Absolutely
trade
not. I think he's trying to say whenever the new coach comes in, if the new coach doesn't like Jackson Dart, or I don't know why he wouldn't, don't you have to have an open mind about who the quarterback, the new head coach wants.
And this is what I would say about Dart too, Joe, is if the Giants, like let's say we find out in another year, you know what, maybe we overrated Dart to start.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is why I want that number one pick in the trade out, because you talked about getting that extra one next year. Well, what the hell's to stop the Giants? If Dart stinks, then the Giants are going to stink next year. They'll be right back in the mix. I have no problem waiting a year and drafting a quarterback after that. Why would I give up on him after year one?
Right. Well, the guy that I really want more than anybody is next year, and that's Arch Manning. Now,
who got better as the year went on,
Joe? Bro, I'm telling you, look, you know this as well as I. Look, there's no guarantees for quarterbacks, anything in the NFL as far as coming from college, but certainly quarterbacks. But everything, you know, he's gotten better, like you said. Texas should have been in the playoff, but that's for another day.
Yeah. Had a better case than Notre Dame, but I digress.
Well, I mean, they probably did, but Notre Dame should have been there, too. I mean, what, do I need to see James Madison and Tulane in the playoffs?
No.
I mean, come on.
No.
You know, but be that as it may. You know, I like Manning. He's got the Manning pedigree. You know, he's going to play another year. He probably wants to see if he can win the Heisman Trophy, too, because none of the Mannings ever won it.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably a factor, too. But, you know, I'll put it this way, where I look at it with the Jets. If they don't get Mendoza, I don't want to stretch for a quarterback. Don't do that. You know, that to me, that's a mistake. Yeah. You know, they did that with Zach Wilson, you know, and it turned out to be a complete disaster. You know, let's say the Jets go 4. I don't know where the Colt pick is now, 16, 17, whatever it is right now. I would just go and take the two best defensive players I can get. That's what I do because the defense is such a mess. Mm-hmm. Give me the two best. It doesn't matter the position. Don't matter. Two best defensive players I can get. We also have two number two picks.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe get another. And maybe, look, I don't know where he's going to wind up. But, you know, I've told you this, Teak. I love Diego Pavia.
Yeah.
I know he's small.
Yeah.
But if you can get him second, third round,
right, he's
worth taking a shot.
He's worth taking a flyer on because you just don't know how he's going to. If he can play on the league.
Right.
The Colts pick is currently 18, Joe.
So, okay.
Look, if I'm the Jets, your offensive line feels like it's getting there. You got two edges that you're
Simpson stinks, but he's a free agent. He'll
right.
be gone.
So, yeah, but you can bring someone in free agents.
Right.
You got a ton of cap space. But you got your two tackles. You got a good run game right now. You got one of the best wide receivers in football. And you
got to get him healthy.
You need defense, and you probably need another wide receiver. Right, I don't know how deep this wide receiver draft is this year. Last year,
I think
year there's always good wide receivers.
Well, how about the kid from Ohio State, Jeremiah Smith? Is he coming out?
No, that's next year. Carnell Tate's the one coming out this year.
I don't know if he's as good as Smith, though.
Yeah. I'll tell you who I love is Texas A&M. That Concepcion is going to go in the first
round,
good.
Too. Yeah, he's fast, too.
Yeah.
He's very fast. Yeah, no question about that. Yeah. I gotta concentrate on defense. You know, you're right. They could use another receiver. Mm-hmm. You know, Mitchell looks like at least a guy that's going to be on a team.
AD, I mean, yes. AD Mitchell's going to be – look, he's valuable.
There's no question. I mean, that trade, I can't say enough about what Muji did pulling that trade off.
Right.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens. But it just sucks that I got another year. You know, I'm not going to the game Sunday, but,
there's going to be
50,000 Patriot fans in a building. Mm. You know, it's just disgusting.
Yeah, just what the world needed. The Patriots great again. Speaking of that, Joe, we were just having some fun. Rami on the other side's a Jet fan. We were talking about this. Now, on this disastrous season, we know nobody's as beaten down as you are, Joe.
Yeah,
you have so many potholes of, like, rooting interest in the playoffs. Rodgers and the Steelers could make a run.
Right.
The freaking Patriots. Saleh running this defense with the Niners.
Yep.
Is it out of all of those options?
Sam Darnold. How about Sam Darnold?
Sam Darnold with the Seahawks. would all of those
does
scenarios?
Does Devontae Adams count with the Rams?
Well, I get you want to throw him in there?
I mean, he kind of does.
I mean, you know what, Joe? Let's play the game. We gave you five there. Rank them. What would bother you the most in terms of winning a Super Bowl this year and what seems to be a wide-open playoff?
The thing that bothers me the most is Rodgers because we had him and he wanted to be here.
Yeah.
You know, this kills me. And I read it. I like Brian Costello. And I actually texted him today and let him have it about this. he's talking. No, but he writes this column today about the biggest need the Jets had coming into this season was at the quarterback position. And I said, wait a minute, hold on. We had Aaron Rodgers, who wanted to be a Jet.
That's true.
And you, Aaron Glenn, and I blame Glenn for this, and Woody, too. Get the hell out of here. We want Justin Fields. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that killed the year. Let's be honest. I'm not saying they make the
play. That was a huge mistake, Joe.
Huge.
There's one thing you look at, start a regime. But Darren Muji, it was paying Justin Fields $30 million in guaranteed money
over
2 years. And he's never proven that he can be the guy, right? He
never.
Had one good year, and that was mostly because he ran for 1,000 yards in Chicago.
Right.
Otherwise, he's just been an average, at best, quarterback.
Yeah.
If we had Rodgers, I'm not saying we even make the playoffs or anything, but at least we would have had a season.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It would be unwatchable.
Right.
It wouldn't be unwatchable. So Rodgers in play. So Rodgers versus Saleh could be the Super Bowl here.
I'm actually rooting for Rodgers. I got to tell you, I actually am. I really am because it just makes my franchise look even worse.
That's fair.
You know,
he couldn't
play for Aaron Glenn, but he could play for Mike Tomlin.
Right, and all the playoff losses Tomlin's have, that Rodgers get him back over the hump, that'd be something.
Yeah, well, hey, look, I mean, everybody was running Tomlin out of town, and they won 3 games in a row since then, you know, and they're going to win the division. There's no doubt about it. So it's unbelievable.
The only coach in that division that survives. Now, you started talking about Festivus and airing the grievances. Where are you at with the McNeil trade now?
I'm disgusted. I can't say enough bad things about Steve Cohen and David Starnes. I just can't.
Aren't they just resetting? And don't they need? Didn't they need to?
Reset? No, No, they didn't. Well, they needed to do was to fix the pitching staff. You know, this is what kills me. Mm. The guys that they let go, Pete Alonso, he was one of the best. He hit 126 RBIs and 38 homers. Right. He had 41 doubles. Diaz, best relief pitcher in baseball. Nimmo, who had a solid year, by the way, 100, his OPS, 100 points higher than this guy Simeon that they traded for. No.
But run prevention, Joe. Simeon plays great defense. You know what Stern says?
Run prevention, so let's get rid of the best closer in baseball, Sean.
Joe, by the way, I agree with you.
I mean, come on. Are you kidding? So if they fix the pitching staff, which, by the way, I put on Stearns, giving $34 million to Frankie Montas, all the stiff relief pitchers he brought in at the deadline, not getting a veteran starter at the deadline. He trades for another stiff, Cedric Mullins. I mean, come on.
I forgot about Mullins.
Right?
Yeah.
All you have to do is fix. Let me say this, Sean. If you would have left those guys alone and we went to war this year with the three kids at the top of the rotation, okay, McClain, Sprout, and Tong, and then, you know, maybe we bring in a guy for the fourth starter. What if, you know, the fourth starter was going to be Clay Holmes anyway.
Yeah, right.
So you bring in another guy. What? You tell
Peterson's
me that's not
here.
A contending team.
Yeah. Peterson's still here. Yeah.
Right. Right. Manaea's still here.
Yeah.
Right. Manaea, too. You tell me that's not a contending team?
I mean, it can be. The challenge now, Joe, and I get why Met fans are upset, is that how are you replacing the runs?
You're not.
Like, where's that coming from?
You know what? I got the runs from this team. And it's from Cohen and Stearns. And I'm going to tell you, and I mean this, I would sign for a 70-win season to get Stearns the hell out of here. Mm. Because he brought, I really believe this, okay? And Cohen actually had the nerve to call the fans idiots, call people idiots?
Well, he clarified that and said he was talking about the media trolls.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know.
He wrote Evan. He DM'd Evan.
Did you guys go over that on the show? I missed it.
Yeah, we did. Okay. He did.
Well, Evan couldn't be too happy with him either. What did he say about Cohen?
I don't know what he responded back to him.
Evan did tell us that Cohen reached out to him. That was fraud. I hadn't talked to Evan about that since.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Well, he's got to do some damage control, Cohen, now. Mm-hmm. But I said this on this show before, guys. This is all about Cohen's casinos. He brought this guy in here to run the Mets like a small market team because he's got all this money tied up in these casinos. And I'm telling you, anybody thinks that this guy Stearns is going to go out there and spend big money on you, Framber Valdez, no shot.
Yeah.
Ranger Suarez, no shot. No way.
He's being
Alex Bregman, that's not happening.
No, he's been very conservative.
Yeah, Joe, I will tell you, I know that Michael King wanted to be a Met. His wife wanted him to come home.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. And the Mets would not answer their calls. That's what I was told.
Wow.
That's what I was told.
He better not trade Lindor. I'm going to tell you right now. You know, I honestly, because I've heard rumblings about that, if he did trade Lindor, that tells you all you need to know. That they're getting money out. It's all about money.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt.
Right.
If he trades him, I'm not that I would ever not be a Met fan, but oh my God.
Well, everybody now, because of the Nimmo, McNeil, Pete Alonso, they're making it about the clubhouse. They're saying the reason that they shook it up was because the clubhouse was just a mess. And so getting rid of those guys cleans it up a little bit.
Well, you know what I say? I say the clubhouse was a mess because they all hated Stearns. How about that? I don't think anybody this guy comes across like he's the smartest guy in the room. I'm smarter than everybody. I'm sure they would never tell you publicly. I guarantee every one of those guys he got rid of couldn't wait to get the hell away from Stearns and couldn't stand him. And I'm telling you, man, give me a 60-win season. Get this guy the hell out of here. And by the way, Mike Lupica had one of my buddy texted me about this with Lupica, who I'm not a big fan of to begin with, but nevertheless, Lupica made a great statement, though. He said, after the McNeil trade, he goes, so when's Stearns going to trade Gary, Keith, and Ron? When are they going?
That is so true.
Right?
Yeah. Joe.
Sean, tell me just one more thing, Sean, because you're a big Yankee fan. And I am, I got to say this, and I have great respect for you because you love your teams. You're like me, and you wear it on your sleeve. Okay? I am sick and tired of the Yankee fans crying because every year you win 90-plus games. Wow. You're in the playoffs. How'd you like to beat a garbage that we got in Flushing. How'd you like that?
I would rather be a
Yankee.
Would
you like that?
But, Joe, that shows you. No, I would rather be a Yankee fan than a Met fan.
I'm just saying, of course.
But, Joe, I think you would get to this point as a Met fan if you were running into the same crap with Cashman every year. You know what I mean? Every time you climb a level, there's a new set of problems.
I'll say the reason look, Sean, this has never been the case with me with the teams I root for. Okay? You know, finally, maybe I got a championship. I certainly have a contender with the Knicks.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Knowing the Knicks, they'll lose some brutal game in the playoffs at home and not get to the finals.
I mean, true.
Right? I mean, I've seen it too many times. But this is why I can't relate to that, Sean.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
And I'm not knocking
you.
You're
talking about
why
the Yankee fan is upset.
Upset.
Because you haven't done anything in this offseason. You just re-signed the easy pieces.
But you're still going to win 90 games.
Yes. And I think that's why it's okay.
Yeah, I know.
And you'll sign Bellinger. You're going to sign Bellinger.
I'm very worried the Mets are going to sign him, but I understand.
They're not going to. I'm telling you right now, Sean, they will not spend the money.
It feels like they're not spending money this year.
Joe, in the words of you, from your lips to God's ears.
No, I don't see it.
I do want to say this, Joe. Years back, I mean, we're talking about 13 years ago now. One of my favorite times to work was around now. Whenever you and Ed would do the show, I get Phil and Fadova, whatever. Mm. You were the best around Christmas time. You love your Christmas songs. You would give me the list, what to bump back with. When I think of WFAN at Christmas, I think of Joe Beningo. But I wanted to ask you this because I got a little debate with my wife yesterday. She's going up to Home Goods on the dog's Christmas presents. And I need to know, in the Beningo house, are the cats getting Christmas presents?
I don't know. Did you get Christmas presents for the cats or not?
What?
Did you get Christmas presents for the cats?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
A couple of toys.
Oh, okay, all right.
That's something.
All right, okay. Yeah. So we're not the only crazy people getting the pets.
No, she you know, can't we? My
dogs get gifts.
They open
I'm
them
sure
up with the wrapping paper?
You guys, you got dogs, I got cats. You know, you get very emotionally attached to
the animals. No doubt about it.
Right?
They're members of the family.
Yeah, of course.
And
no
you only have them for a limited amount of time. So.
Unfortunately.
Right.
That's true.
All right.
But
so,
you're right.
So, Joe, favorite Christmas song of all time?
Wow. Can I give you five?
Sure.
The John Lennon, So This Is Christmas song.
Love it.
With the with the Plastic Ono Band, whoever's there.
Yeah.
The great album, and he was a disaster, obviously. Phil Spector, he murdered that girl. But the Phil Spector Christmas album, and specifically the Ronettes' Sleigh Ride, which is just tremendous. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee.
That's it. Iconic.
Bobby Helms, what is it again? I can't think of it. What's the song
Bobby
by Bobby?
Helms song.
Yeah, you'll see. I can't think of it off the top of my head. And what was the other one? The Jose Feliciano and Feliz Navidad.
Are you talking about Jingle Bell Rock?
Jingle Bell Rock, yeah.
Yes.
Jingle Bell Rock, yes.
Oh, yep. Interesting. I would have thought you went with a, Baby, Please Come Home for Christmas. That feels like it's up.
You know what's a good song, too? Have you ever heard by the Waitresses, Christmas Rap?
I heard that today because
how good is that, bro?
It's very
Christmas
big in the
rap?
Movie Fred
Yeah,
Claus.
Check it out. Teague, check it out. It's funny as hell.
Yeah.
It's very funny. It's good. It really is good.
Excellent song. Well, Joe.
I think it starts out with Bah Humbug. I think it starts out, those are the first two words.
Yeah, she meets a dude in the supermarket. She's having like a solo Christmas. Very good song.
Tiki, check it out, man.
I will. I'll listen to it in the break.
Yeah. You forgot Cranberries, too? Exactly. Joe.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Joe.
Merry Christmas, guys. God
love,
bless.
Brother.
It was great working with you guys all year. And by the way, Sean, what's happening? Are you staying on with the program at 10 o'clock? Or
I am with Evan and Tiki in midday starting January 5th, yes.
Great. God bless, guys.
Appreciate Thanks, you, Joe.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We'll talk
Merry
to
Christmas.
You.
The
Thanks.
Great Joe Beningo and his weekly spot. I had to ask him. It was the only thing I thought when
what
Tommy
was that
said.
Song?
Christmas Rapping. I forgot who it's by. It's, he can pull it. There's no curses in it. If Rami can pull it up.
It's a Christmas song.
Yeah. Bah Humbug, this is here. It's my favorite holiday. And spend Christmas cheer. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I forgot the name. It's called
The Waitresses.
The Waitresses.
The Waitresses. Oh, Curtis Blow's got
you
Christmas
know
Rapping.
This, dude, you know this song.
You definitely do, Tiki. Once Sean got to the hook, I knew it as well. I didn't know from the beginning, but once you said, Merry Christmas, we're pulling it up right now.
You know this? Watch what shuts going. It's a very good song. He's right.
Oh, Rapping. W-R-A.
Yeah! You Google an R?
Yes. Yes,
it's fun, it's dancey, Dun, 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 dun. They're right. Let's hear a couple words. I guess we won't get the covers, but that's the beat. And then she forgets cranberry sauce, goes to the supermarket, finds the guy. It's a good song.
Tiki thought rapping like in Run
I know,
DMC.
I thought you were talking like a rap song.
Yeah, Christmas and Hollis, Run DMC.
I believe that song is featured in Fred Claus, which I also watched last night. One of the great Christmas movies of all time.
Don't do this.
What do you mean?
Don't do this. Don't you do this every year. You pull a really bad Christmas movie and you say it's one of the great Christmas movies of all time.
Fred Claus is
not good.
Fred Claus?
It's not good. It's,
are you guys serious?
It stinks.
Yeah. Fred Claus is actually hysterical.
It's actually not.
Now,
to say it's one of the great of
is.
All time, Sean.
It's one of the five best Christmas movies of all time.
No, it's not. It's not. And we have similar dislikes of some Christmas
It's Christmas
movies.
Vacation and Elf are 1 and 2. Then to me, I think there's a conversation from 3 on, and I think Fred Claus is right there.
It's not. But it's your opinion. It's your opinion, but nobody
and
shares
it. And it is in the
you.
Movie. Thank you. I knew I wasn't crazy.
Is it in Fred Claus with Vince Vaughn?
Are we in agreement, though? It's Elf and Christmas Vacation 1 and 2?
Those are mine. But
Home
I don't...
Alone?
Home Alone 2 is better than Home Alone 1. I like Home Alone, but Home Alone falls into like the little bit of an overrated category for me. A little bit.
I like Home Alone a lot. But
Home Alone is a lot like Mountain Dew. I think people like the nostalgia of it more than they realize it's actually, whether it's good or not. That's like, I don't know. That's my comp. Mountain Dew is not really a good soda, but you like the nostalgia of having Mountain Dew.
Miracle on 34th Street, we watched the other day.
But see, it's too old.
It's not too old.
It's too old.
It's a great movie.
It's too old.
I can't do the old movies. That
It's quick and it's simple.
A Christmas
and
story.
And he's actually Santa Claus.
I know he is. And by the way, the story is great. I have a problem watching some of this. When it looks old on TV.
The pacing is off, too.
Yeah.
Same thing with It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a
just
wonderful
slow
life.
And depressing. And the pacing
like,
is bad.
It has the perfect comeuppance.
I agree. The meth, the story.
The judge
all that.
Is trying to say he's not. And he's like,
well, there is a modern version,
here.
Sean and Teak. There is, they came out in the 90s, Miracle on 34th. A newer version. So that's more modern.
But it wasn't the same. I put that, A Christmas Story, all those movies that look old.
Yeah, I mean, but Christmas Story's not that old. We're talking like White Christmas,
but
that's old.
Yeah,
Bing Crosby.
But A Christmas Story also takes place in the 60s.
Sure. No, I don't like that movie either. But Fred Claus, stop. You probably like the Santa Claus 3, you know what I mean?
No. But if I'm telling you, Fred Claus, give it a
Jingle
try.
Jingle All the Way. That's
Four Christmas is very good, too.
It's all right.
It is.
It's
Christmas
okay.
with the Cranks, very good.
It's horrible. hard.
These you want two that don't look old, like more modern ones, yeah. is The Night Before was a great movie.
Yeah, that's about the party.
Yep, right. Seth Rogen. Yeah,
and good. Violent Night.
Violent Night?
Isn't that like a horror movie?
Santa's a murderer. It's fantastic.
It's the guy from
watch that?
It's the guy from Stranger Things.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Why would anybody sit down and watch
Santa
saves
his family. No, he goes to save his family or whatever, something like that. It's fantastic and hilarious.
Robbie, my daughter, my 9-year-old, might like that. She likes horror movies.
Violent.
I'm glad you brought that movie up.
I wouldn't even say it's horror. It's like gory a little bit.
But it's Christmas. She likes gory movies. She'll watch all this stuff with me. Like these zombie apocalypse shows I watch. She sits down and
but okay, that's good for the daughter bonding.
But I'm also kind of worried that she might be psychopath.
Has she,
tapes if that happens.
What was that called, Robbie?
Violent Night.
Violent.
I saw it in theaters. Excellent.
Saw it in theaters.
Yeah, when it came out in 2022. It was awesome.
What were you going to say, Tom?
No, I'm glad that Rami brought up a horror Christmas movie because I always have this inner debate with myself. Is The Nightmare Before Christmas a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
It's a November movie.
Fitzball. You can't do it. This is Sports Talk Radio. I have a strong opinion. Is it Halloween or is it Christmas?
Which one?
The Nightmare Before Christmas. Is it a Halloween movie?
Halloween.
I think it's Halloween, but you can still watch it into November.
Yeah.
At least I'm going based on
You can watch it into Christmas because there is Christmas
think
themes.
Of the title, Tommy. The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Good point.
So it's not a Christmas movie.
But then he's like, what's this? What's this? There's magic everywhere. And then it's like, you know, Christmas town. Halloween town becomes Christmas town.
We also live the Nightmare Before Christmas. It's called Every Time the Giants Win a December Game That Hurts Their Draft.
Oh, I thought it was when Evan texts us from his whatever place he's at, you know.
Oh, constantly. God. I'm listening to the Giants pregame shows. I'm doing my run around before football Sunday. And John Schmelk asked Tiki Barber if he got his shopping done yet. To which Tiki didn't just say that he didn't finish his shopping, told John he didn't start his shopping. Tiki, it is December 23rd. You are working right now.
Yes.
What are you waiting for?
What do you mean? It's easy. I shop for one person.
Okay.
Everything else is taken care of.
But now you're like an NBA team down 15. Your enemy's the clock.
Right, but I am a very specific shopper.
Okay.
I don't spend hours walking in stores like, oh, look at this. This is cool. How does this work? Oh, that's nice. Oh, look at this one. Oh, this is cool. Let me try that on. I don't shop like that. I know exactly what I want.
Okay.
I go to the store, IRL.
In real life.
In real life, not online. I get it. I pay for it. I leave.
Do you need anything else?
What if they're out? You've waited this long. What if what you want is not in stock?
Pivot.
This is unbelievable.
Pivot.
The great Tiki Barber, like just imagine telling the audience out there watch Tiki play, goes out and he's one of these guys on Christmas Eve popping into the mall in Jersey to go, I need this specific thing.
Yes.
You're unbelievable.
It's worked.
I don't know.
It's worked my whole life.
It's worked your whole life. Why not just buy online at that point? Get it done early. Then you don't have to worry about it.
Because if I don't touch it and feel it, I don't believe it.
Well, we're going to have to put that as a drop. For sure. by the way, I think I'm pushing to the end of getting screwed here, too, on the Christmas shopping. Got everything done for my wife except for she wanted two new, quote-unquote, tracksuits because I think she's getting real lazy. She's working from home a bunch, okay? Mm. I went online. I don't know what the hell I'm looking for.
This is why you can't go online.
Okay.
Because you're going to get fooled.
Okay. You know how we talk about Google AI fooling you? It's always right.
100%.
So the first five things that came up, the first five websites I was looking, I was like, this looks cool. I'm not going to say the company's name out loud,
Real quick, did she give you a specific brand to buy?
She didn't.
See, that's her fault.
Full disclosure, she bought most of her gifts on her own.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my debit card. Let me pick out what you want. She said, you want to pick out something, just pick me out too. So I go online. I buy this stuff 3 weeks ago, Tiki. It is December 23rd.
Not
it's still
here
not here. I have a tracking thing on it. It takes me to this company's website. It doesn't send me to like UPS or Amazon. It's like their own company's tracking thing. This thing claims it landed at JFK from China. And the company looked all legit. The website did. But then I made them say, I'm Googling now. It looks like I'm out of order from a sketch website.
Oh, of course.
But I don't know. I don't shop like that. It looked like a normal women's website.
Of course.
So I think I'm down two gifts.
This is why
China.
This is why you got to go to Amazon.
Okay, I don't have an Amazon account.
What the? Are you? Do you have Prime Video?
My wife has an Amazon account.
So use hers.
Her card's on it. Everything. She could see it all. If I'm picking it out.
Just tell her not to look at it.
She's horrible at that. You know what she did to me one year?
What?
I bought her all new. She wanted like four new pairs of jeans. This is like 8 years ago. So I buy the jeans or whatever. I wrapped them all up. She unwrapped every present without me knowing and put all her old jeans in it and started wearing the new jeans for a month because I did it early. She unwraps them all, and I'm looking. I'm like, those look a little worn down or whatever. She waited until New Year's Day to tell me a week later, by the way, you gave me nothing new for Christmas. I'd been wearing those for a month.
Oh, wow.
Could you imagine?
That's cold-blooded.
That's cold-blooded. That's not Christmas. So that's what I go through in a house.
This is why I'm a Grinch.
And by the way, that just shows you maybe Tiki's right. Wait till Christmas Eve to shop. So yes. If you're looking at Tiki tomorrow in the store, leave him alone. He's got press time to get this done.
If I don't touch it and feel it, I don't believe it.
Yeah. 888-808-1019. Chris in Monmouth County.
That applies for a lot.
Yep. What's up, Chris?
What's happening, Chris?
Hey, guys. Sean, Tiki, Tommy, Rami. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, man. What's up?
So a couple things, right? You had a caller maybe 2 hours ago, and I got an NFL point for you, Tiki. I'm curious, Sean, your thoughts on it. I'm a 90s Knick guy, right? I'm 48. Love the Knicks. But somebody mentioned about
how 2026 isn't looking good except for the Knicks. That call?
The fan was mentioning basically like, you know, he's not sure on the Knicks and everything. You're like, dude, but they're like really exciting and this and that. And I thought about it for a minute because I saw this somewhere else. The good old days are today. You're right about that. It is now because eventually Brunson, Hart.
Right. You can say they're going to age out.
These guys are going to be gone, right? And you're going to get back to maybe a good player, but, you know, not that stud that. And I'm watching that saying, you know what? My perspective has changed a little bit. Let me enjoy this now because it's not always going to be there. So I think that was a good point by you, Tiki.
Yeah.
With the NFL, I don't know what it is, but for like the last 10, maybe 15 years, or maybe 10 years really, you have this narrative of, we're going to draft that quarterback, and they're going to be the next quarterback for the 15 years and this and that. When did that start to be true? Because that's not true. I mean, no. Let's be honest. Jackson Dart's great. He's not going to be the quarterback for 15 years for the New York Giants. Like,
no.
It's just not going to be.
Rare.
So when did that narrative come where you find that right guy, he's your next quarterback? It just seems like wrong and not a real thought for the fans, you know?
Right.
Anyway, you guys have a great day.
Appreciate you, Chris. Happy holidays. It's a bygone thought process because mine and the one right behind it of football, that's what you had.
Yeah,
you had Eli that was here for 16 years. You had Matt Ryan that was in Atlanta forever. Phillip Rivers was in San Diego and in L.A. forever.
I don't think he ever got to L.A.
Oh, that's right. He did because remember he was driving? Remember he would – was that Phillip?
No, because 2020 Herbert was drafted. That's when they went, right? Phillip Rivers went to Indy in the pandemic year. Isn't that when the Chargers moved?
Now I'm forgetting.
I'm forgetting. Maybe you're right. I felt
like he used to take a car.
Okay, you could be right.
I can't remember now, but it doesn't matter. Either way, he was with them for a long time, and so there was an era in the NFL where the quarterback was the same for like a decade, and that's what you Ben Roethlisberger, right? You just felt like if you get the right guy, he can be your quarterback forever. Now, is that good or bad? I don't know, but I think what we're starting to see. Is quarterbacks aren't getting these crazy long contracts. Now, you're getting a lot of AAV. Like, they're getting $50, $60 million a year. But it's really like a three-year contract. And so I think teams are smartening up on not, like, prepaying to have your quarterback for a decade.
And I think
that's what's changed it a little bit.
And by the way, you were right. Rivers played 3 years in L.A. I can't believe they've been in L.A. that long, 2017.
Wow.
That's like insane to me.
Yeah, it's been almost a decade.
Well, think about it. They played in that small soccer stadium. I'm thinking about when SoFi opened.
Right, right.
They played in that small soccer stadium, so it's been like that. But
and how long of that did he commute from San Diego?
Because I remember he was commuting.
Yeah.
But I think it was to that soccer stadium.
3 years though that he was commuting.
Yes, yes.
That's crazy.
Every morning, crazy. Every morning.
I thought it was also a year.
I remember reading an article that he would like watch tape, or he had this like set up in the back of the truck and someone was driving him and he had this he was basically studying.
I can't believe they've been in LA that long.
Yeah,
that's nuts. But to that point about the quarterbacks, I think a couple things are at play. First of all, I think 15 years is too much. I still think you draft the quarterback, you're thinking a decade.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that, but what's happened is two things. I think teams now get to a certain point, like you're saying, where you kind of front load some of these deals with the quarterbacks when you get out of that rookie deal and you go through 3 years. And I think teams have a realization, which is we can win a bunch of games, but is this the quarterback, like the Rams felt with Goff, that can win us the Super Bowl? And then they make those decisions. And I think that has led to some of these guys becoming available, like we've seen, right? Baker Mayfields and whatnot. And I don't know, like, I look at the flip side of it, too, and look at what the Packers did with Jordan Love, and then you wonder, well, when's the right time in year 9, 10, 11, 12, if you think in the back half of the first round there's a quarterback you want to identify, when's the right time to take a quarterback and have him sit for a year or two? And I think teams think like that now,
well,
too.
Well, I think there's, so the Andy Reid in the Kansas City
Mahomes,
Chiefs model is the one that kind of feels like it was bygone. Like it's that, it's that old era. You get the quarterback, you have a good enough roster around him, you win some championships, and you can, you're good enough to continually be in the postseason, get close enough, then maybe you win it. They, fortunately for them, they got there right away, and they've won multiple of them. They were constantly there. But I think the Ram model is something that we should see more of, and teams don't do it enough. And what's the Ram model? The Ram model was, yeah, you get some good players, but then you say, damn my draft picks. Yeah. I want the best already proven free agents that we can get, and we're going to give up all kinds of assets to make this happen because we're desperate to win a championship. And you know what? It compromises you for the future, but you get to championships.
Yeah, now what's happening? What I mean? No, you're right. You get to it, but what's also helped the Rams? They gave up all those first-round picks, second-round picks. It's hitting on the day three, guys.
That's right. So you really got to be good at it.
Cooper Kupp was a third-round pick. Yeah. You have to be. It's one thing to say F them picks, but you still have picks on the back end. They don't get starters like that out of those guys, which they have been very fortunate about. Are they as good as now? I mean, think about
it. No, you're right. I think the forget the first. I mean, the first round pick, honestly, it should be easy. You're picking the best available. Maybe you're, if it's need, it is what it is. But that guy is supposed to be a star. So that's easy. It's getting the second, third, fourth, fifth round picks that are contributors and maybe turning into stars that show real acumen, GM acumen.
Yep. Kyren Williams, another one.
100%. Like you, they're littered across the league. Guys who we didn't really even think or know about coming out of college, and then they get into the NFL, and you're like, wow, that dude's pretty damn good. And then a couple years later, that dude's like amazing.
Yes.
He's constantly making Pro Bowls, and he's helping the team win. So we talk about the first round way too much, and it's really because everybody's desperate for a quarterback. But it's those later round picks that are more important to the success, the full success of a team. It's why I always say teams should draft a lineman. Every year, pick a lineman. I don't care if it's in the third round, the fourth round, fifth round, sixth, doesn't matter. Take a lineman because ultimately you need to start developing guys that you know are going to be on the roster and not picking up some kid off the street who you have no idea about.
Jimmy in Pompton Lakes. Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, Jimmy, what's up?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is.
And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Jimmy's on another call.
Jimmy's gone. Josh in Smithtown. Josh.
Hey, guys. And Tiki, I've been calling you recently ever since you mentioned a little bit of a quarterback crisis in the league.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny. Watching Phillip Rivers, it's clear that he's a little bit physically compromised. You know, he couldn't get that ball, you know, a couple yards downfield on a couple of those throws. But watching the cerebral aspect of it and him knowing exactly what defense he's looking at every time he goes out there.
Yep.
And even, you know, adjusting the line of scrimmage, adjusting, you know, the way the formation, all that stuff.
Making everybody right. He's making everybody right.
It's like a lost art.
It is a lost art, but it's the most important thing a quarterback can do is making sure everybody's on the same page.
I wonder if my assessment is accurate or not. I'm curious what your thoughts are, but my feeling is that because these college quarterbacks take so few snaps from actually under center, and when they get into the league, they're deferring to the coaches to read the defense and then give them the play call as opposed to them actually reading the defense themselves.
That's right. That's what I went off after the game in the post game on Sunday with Jackson Dart, is that they're doing a disservice to him because he's not been thrown to the fire. He's not been asked to see it, make a determination, kill the play, right? Or can it? So it's can mostly with these teams now. You hear it all the time. Can, right? And it means go to the next play. You're not seeing that. He's getting up to the line of scrimmage, getting told what he's seeing, and then trying to make a play call real quick, and he's running up against the play clock. So he never gets a chance to settle, look, understand. Are they jacking with me? Are they actually playing cover two? Are they inverting? What's happening here? He's always snapping the ball, and then the defense is moving, and then he's confused. And so that's been the regression over the last couple of weeks.
That was the Giants' clean, crisp breakdown. The Giants' clean, crisp breakdown. The Giants' clean, crisp breakdown is sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Stephen Holmdale. Steve, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Before I get into my point, I just wanted to ask you guys. Yes, on yesterday's show, Evan was talking about fans writing jingles for the new show. Is that true?
Yes. We had someone call in and said they wanted to write a jingle for our new show because he was tired of hearing the AI versions.
Okay.
But are you guys really going to be in the market for a new jingle?
Are you interested in writing one? By the way, you can't get paid for this.
I love to. I'm a retired doctor who does song parodies all the time. I mean, if you guys really are entertaining, I'd love to send one in. The only thing is, I don't know how to do. I don't know how many more shows you guys have before January 5th.
RicoB@gmail.com. That's become our official Evan or unofficial.
That's right. He did say that. Yeah,
And Steve,
the Rico G at...
No, the RicoB@gmail.com. Yes. B as in boy.
For Rico Bonia at gmail.com.
Yeah, yes. For Rico Bronia. Yeah, of course. Now, Steve, I will tell you, it doesn't matter how many shows we have left till January 5th. Evan doesn't stop working even while away, so he will check that email constantly.
When are you guys, Sean, are you doing any shows next week? I know sometimes you do shows by yourself.
Tiki and I will be back Monday and Tuesday.
Yep.
Thank you. We're going to be out the next 3 days, obviously for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day after. Monday and Tuesday, Tiki and I will be in here. New Year's Eve and New Year's, none of us. Friday, January 2nd, the entire show, we'll do our last afternoon show together. Tommy will be back. Tiki, Evan, myself, we will do one last afternoon show together Friday, January 2nd with our final Lugash debate as well, which will be who got the better job, me or Tommy. So that'll be a big feature then.
Looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I'm sure that won't get ugly at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.